Our gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 10, starting to read from verse 25. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while travelling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." May the Spirit bless us with wisdom and wonder as we ponder the meaning of these words for our lives.
The other day I tried to listen to some songs on my iPhone whilst I was driving. Having Bluetooth, you can do that, except that the way mine is set up, you have to press so many modes to get through it, and I kept coming through a whole host of radio stations. Now, I have this particular thing about listening to radio. When I gave my previous Synod motor vehicle back, one of the complaints from the Toyota people is that it seemed as if the radio and the CD part didn't work properly. And the answer from me was, "Well, I hadn't switched them on." I said, "Well, how long did you have the car?" 3 years. "You mean you didn't switch it on?" I said, "No, there was no reason for me to do that." So I have this thing about radio. But I understand that radio is shifting. And there is a particular company in the United States that offers some 1,100 radio stations that is trying to change the time slot so that people like me, who accidentally put the radio on, haven't got time to change channels before the commercial comes on. And that's not easy to do. Most commercials, as you know, are around about 60 seconds or thereabout. But there are now radio ads that are much shorter than that. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. That's the length of an ad. Now, no one has yet chosen a slot as small or as minuscule as a second, but they are available. They are available. But people are purchasing 2-second and 5-second slots. Now, that's pretty amazing, because what can you do in 2 seconds or 5 seconds? Well, you need to understand that they have given names to these so that people actually buy them. A 5-second radio commercial is called an adlet, and a 2-second radio commercial is called a blink. So we have adlets and blinks. Now, the question is, what can you possibly communicate in the space of a blink or the space of an adlet? And the answer is more than you think. and they gave one example. For example, here's the 2 second one. The Simpsons doll on Fox Tonight. You can do that in 1.9 seconds. That's all they need to say. I mean, they say it better than that, but that's all they need to say. And so the word has come out, there's a lot you can't communicate with 1 second, but there is a significant amount that you can get across in an adlet or a blink. And one of the reasons why it's picking up is because you and I know that in terms of listening to radio, that as soon as a commercial comes on, unless you're listening to Triple J or something like that, people immediately switch off. Now, by the time you reach over and switch off your radio or you change the channel, if you have an adlet or a blink, the 2 to 5 seconds has already passed if you're driving. So you've got the commercial in. The normal 60-second bit, you go over and you can switch or change mode or whatever. So they're saying it's very good because anything up to 50% of people switch off or make a change as soon as the commercial begins. So if you can shorten the time devoted to commercials, then you should be able to hold listeners for the whole time, help the advertisers to increase their revenue, and also, of course, make a profit for those who run the radio stations. So 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000. I want to suggest to you this morning, following on from the reading, that you can sum up the whole of the New Testament and the Old Testament in an adlet and a blink. Consider this piece from the Gospel. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. 4 seconds flat. Adlet length. Adlet length. And the same one from the same reading that we heard this morning. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. A blink. 2 seconds. So you can do the Old Testament and the New Testament in an adlet and a blink. Now, can you communicate anything as great as them in adlet or blink length? Well, who knows? Elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus said, "There is no other commandments greater than these." And in another place, "On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets." The law and the prophets. In other words, what he's saying is, on these two hangs all of the scriptures, referring to the Old Testament, law and prophets. Without these two commandments, which can be summed up in as short a statement as an adlet and a blink, the Old Testament does not exist. What's more, if you read the New Testament, and you know that too, that with these two commandments in mind, you can see that most of the New Testament would not make any sense either without this adlet and without this blink. And in the Gospel reading, the two commandments come together. And one of the difficulties, and my colleagues will know this to be sure, is how do you preach again on the Good Samaritan if you've preached on it 20 times before? In this piece that we have this morning, the commandments that are linked together come from the lips of a lawyer who wants to ask Jesus, "How is it that I gain eternal life?" And Jesus, instead of giving him a long list, simply says, "Well, what do you know about that which is written down?" And to that, the lawyer recites his own adlet blink, which is the words of the Old Testament. And Jesus replies, and we heard the long reply this morning, "Do this and you will live." Now, the trouble with the lawyer is that he has no problem about remembering the advertiser's version of the law, but he's forgotten even the shorter admonition that Jesus stated, because after the adlet and after the blink, there comes the other, which is, how do you make sense of the adlet and blink? And it's even shorter than the blink, because if you look at your watch and I say, "Do this," It doesn't even go for a second. Jesus' answer to Adlett and Blink is, do this. Now that's not even 1/1000th long in saying. But the lawyer's next question to Jesus is a dead giveaway, because it shows that he skipped the internalizing of what it all means, because he wants to justify himself, and so he says, but who is my neighbour? Now, it's very easy for us to point out all the shortcomings of the lawyer. In fact, it's very, very easy, because even Luke cannot resist pointing him out, because he says about the lawyer, but wanting to justify himself. So Luke's already giving you or us a clue. And yielding to that temptation, I want to suggest to you, is not helpful, because I don't believe that any one of us wants to identify with the lawyer. But at least let's give the lawyer some credit, because in some sense, he knows that the law can be stated in an adlet and a blink. And what he is asking for is, what is the significant commitment about the adlet and the blink? So if you consider the first command about loving God, the Greek word there is rendered as love in the English. And depending upon where you were taught, it's either agape or agape. And my colleagues will correct me on which one afterwards. It's translated as self-giving or compassion. And then once you do that, you start down a process of asking questions. Well, how do I know, therefore, that I'm giving myself to God? And then, having asked that rhetorical question, you answer it. Well, because I'm doing God's will. But how do I know God's will? Well, because I'm praying and listening to him and reading the Bible. Well, how do I know that what I understand from the scriptures and prayer and so on is behavior that really leads to God loving? And that can then go on forever and ever. At that point, we may drop into some kind of scorekeeping, some kind of pharisaical process. And then this adlet length statement becomes more and even more complex. And if that's not enough complexity, consider what it might mean in terms of how you put all that together into the business of loving God. Because the next little bit says, love God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. And they are not four synonyms for the same thing. Heart, biblically speaking, is the seat of spiritual life and inner being and all the rest of it. Soul is life itself with feelings and desires. Mind refers to understanding and intelligence. And strength is the capacity and the power to act. So Jesus is saying, if we love God with all those things, that means that every part of our life is placed at God's disposal. Then if you say that, then the 5-second statement is very complicated indeed. So hence the second command, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. And the Greek word for love is the same. But having said that, interesting little parallel here, there is no reference to heart, soul, mind and strength. Instead, there is something more specific when the lawyer presses Jesus, because Jesus says to the lawyer, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. But you might be one of those people who want to go through that process again. How do I know when I'm loving my neighbour as myself? Is it when I have an outpouring of concern for someone? Is there a higher form of love? Is it when I'm working for another person? How do I know? And I want to suggest to you that when you go through all these bits which we say we know so well in the life of the faith, there is enough there to keep us going and talking in circles almost for eternity. And we can fall into that kind of scorekeeping if we really want to. And some of us, therefore, might conclude, as some have done, that it is humanly impossible to fulfill those commands. That even in terms of how we see our life in Australia today, it is humanly impossible to fulfill those commands. So I want to come to it from slightly different section say that Jesus is not commending to us something which is new, a set of commands with a new kind of emphasis or whatever. He's pulling out something which the people already know, which is the heart and the soul of Judaism, which is also the heart and the soul of Islam. Because this very notion, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength, since it's Allah, and also loving your neighbour, is in Islam as well. So our problem across the world is not with how we understand the commands. Most of us don't need to spend a whole lot more time trying to define the commands because we can articulate them. We know instinctively what Jesus is talking about. But until the lawyer asks his self-justifying question, Jesus does not even bother to elaborate on them. He simply says, if you want to understand what these two commands are all about, then you use that which is shorter than the blink. Do this. Could have reduced the whole sermon to stand up here and saying, do this. Apparently, Jesus understood that our difficulty is not one of understanding, but one of performance. Not of understanding what it's all about, but of actually doing it. And it's possible to get lost, therefore, in that kind of questioning. How do we measure our compliance with them? How do we know that someone is operating out of a love for God and love for neighbour? And I'm not just talking about Mother Teresa types. I'm talking about us, very ordinary, everyday Christians. An adlet and a blink can tell us when The Simpsons will next air. Or an adlet and a blink can remind us of the greatest commandments that are filled with a lifetime of meaning and an eternity of reward. And you only need to add one more thing, the 1/1000th action, which is do this. Made it a second and a half by speaking slowly.